Welcome to this episode of the Modern Tire Dealer Show. My name is Mike Mangus, and I'm the editor of MTD. How can you turn customers into lifelong ambassadors for your business? Retail tire sales and leadership coach Mike Townsend provides real-world, easy-to-implement tips in this exclusive interview. This is a can't-miss episode, so let's get to it. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the Modern Tire Dealer Show. I know it's been a while, but it's great to have you back on our program.
Hey, it's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, always great to talk to you, Mike. And, you know, you and I were chatting several weeks ago about advertising and marketing and things of that nature. And you mentioned to me, and I wrote this down, you have a quote that you really, really like. And it goes like this: advertising is the tax we pay for being mediocre. And my initial question is, what does that mean within the context of operating an independent tire dealership or a tire store?
Well, there's a lot to unpack, and I know we have 20 minutes. We could talk for the next 3 or 4 hours about all the details and how you can quantify that statement. We just recently had a Super Bowl. Everybody is familiar with, I guess, back in February the 11th. And yep. There was a lot of money spent on advertising. So you would think that that statement would contradict a tire dealer saying, hey, I need to advertise. But $7 million for a 30-second spot, $25 million additional for production cost. And, you know, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but my Monday morning ritual when I get to my office is I immediately queue up YouTube the day after a Super Bowl and I start watching commercials. Mm-hmm. And after watching about 30 of them on February the 12th, I did a little survey and only one out of those was a transactional business. And I think tire dealers need to realize that they're in a transactional business. They're not selling widgets that they have to advertise on a billboard, but they're in a transactional business. And that's based on if you can create the experience for the customer, then you're going to be way ahead of the game.
Right. And you know, here at Modern Tire Dealer and the Modern Tire Dealer Show, we always emphasize the importance of customer service, particularly at the sales counter when that salesperson meets with that customer. That's really where all the magic happens. And, you know, a lot of our readers as well advertise it within their local neighborhoods and markets in a variety of ways. You know, back in the day, it was newspapers and radio spots and the occasional TV spot. Now our readers' marketing and advertising programs have evolved into digital and social media. But what you're saying is it's all about that customer experience, right? And that's really where it all happens.
Absolutely. And we've seen people like Chick-fil-A prove that it you know, that you can sell a salty piece of chicken for more money than other people just by creating an experience.
So are you saying tire dealers can get away with doing less in terms of advertising if they create that superior customer experience?
Absolutely. We have seen a lot of transactional businesses that do have a robust customer experience process in play. We've seen them thrive and grow through creating ambassadors for their business.
Yeah, and that's a term that you've used before in your various MTD articles and columns, you know, turning that customer into an ambassador for your brand and your business. But how do you do that? Are there concrete steps you can follow?
Well, we need to understand the difference between word of mouth and creating ambassadors. You know, I've butted heads many years with different tire dealers, you know, over the last 15, 20 years. They said, well, we have word of mouth advertising, but word of mouth advertising is when one of your customers overhears someone talking about having a need for tires or auto repair. And then that person actually being in a position to say something and send them to you. Creating an ambassador is when you create an experience for a customer that is so meaningful and so memorable by their definition, not the tire dealer, but the customer's definition, that they literally go out and tell the next 5 to 10 people that they encounter about that experience. And so many tire dealers don't see the difference between that, and so they neglect investing in creating an experience for the customer and making that customer feel served and not sold. Because when we try to sell, then we're wanting our needs met. But when we are serving others and serving them well, then we're trying to meet their needs.
How do you orient your salespeople as the owner of a tire dealership or the manager of a tire store to embrace that sort of philosophy? Because everybody's focused on the bottom line, right? And you got to hit your numbers daily, monthly, quarterly, annually. There's a lot of pressure to do that.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, many times it's in the hiring process, hiring people with the passion and the energy and the character to want to serve other people. And many times it's just it comes down to how you hire people. Are you hiring passionate people?
Mm-hmm. What are some things to look for during the hiring process if that's a priority?
Well, character is important, and there's a lot of behavioral interview questions you can ask that can help you determine whether that person cares. You know, a lot of times it comes down to empathy. You know, I listen to a lot of phone calls for various dealers, and customer calls in, and you know they're in a tight spot. They've had a blowout, and they're on the side of the road, and they're trying to get make sure they can get a tire, and many times even they need a spare put on when they're waiting on AAA. And one thing that's lacking is empathy. You know, we just don't. You know, we've been conditioned to, and humanity has been so devalued that we forget just to say something like, "Hey, I'm sorry you're having a bad day today. I want to see if I can make it better." You know, there's very few salespeople on the phone that can utilize the right words at the right time. And that's so important, you know, that we are picking our words wisely, that we avoid verbal tics. And, you know, Wall Street Journal many years ago did an article about verbal tics. And, you know, I hear salespeople say, to be honest with you, many times, and they don't realize they're hurting the sale, not intentionally, but unintentionally. They're not communicating integrity to the customer like they should, even though the place they work, They're honest mechanics, they're busy, and they do a very good job on behalf of the consumer.
So as an owner or a manager, you need to find a way to eliminate these potentially undermining verbal tics like the one you just described. And I agree, anytime you hear that phrase, it sort of does call your honesty into question, right? And Absolutely. Your credibility into question. But these are things that the average person probably doesn't think about during his or her daily work because you're just moving so quickly. So I would assume slowing down and really analyzing the words that you pick and picking those words carefully is a big part of the equation.
Yeah, that is very strong. You know, you said something that most don't do, and that's slow down. Mm-hmm. And when in a training situation, when you mention that to a salesperson or to a tire dealer who's running his shop, they automatically think that now I got to spend 20 minutes on the phone with a customer, but it's not. It's 20 extra seconds. Mm-hmm. There's a great proverb in the Bible that says a word spoken at the right time is as lovely as golden apples in a silver basket. And so when you think about, you know, there's another proverb, I don't know the address, but it's death and life are in the power of the tongue. So when you hear that and know that you can insert certain words that will actually turn the dial in consumer behavior and accelerate trust. See, that's the thing. Most tire dealers don't understand that they're like a group of lawyers. You know, unfortunately, there's been some bad ones over the years, and the news media has produced different exposés on their news programs, and have given some some consumers have a bad perception.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that's true to the degree that again, you know, one bad experience, even an inadvertently bad experience where there was no malice, can be amplified and magnified. And you know, they say good news travels slowly, bad news travels quickly. I'm sure that maxim applies here too.
Absolutely.
So you know, Mike, over the years, your company Townsend Strategies has consulted with, I would have to think, hundreds and hundreds of independent tire stores and independent tire dealerships. You've been doing this for a very long time. What are some other techniques that our listeners can use to build that rapport quickly, build that trust quickly with somebody who's walking in with a problem, or somebody who's just picked up the phone, or somebody who's texting or emailing saying, you know, I need help here, coming to you. What can you do for me?
Well, you said something that's very important. As tire dealers create the positive experience and earn trust, the positive advertisement is through Google reviews, and listening to thousands of calls over the last couple of years for a large Metro Atlanta dealer. One of the things that I heard over and over again, the very first statement out of the consumer's mouth, is that I saw your reviews on Google. And then to rewind and how that person engages the consumer and how they gained those reviews was really from a large hotel chain that charges a lot of money for their rooms, where you make a engagement with a customer meaningful and memorable, and then it becomes measurable. Mm-hmm. And we do that by making people feel served, being the problem solver, and never making them feel sold. If we make someone feel sold, only we win. But if we make them feel served, the customer wins, the tire store wins, and the salesperson, the employee wins.
So that's really the key. That's what it all boils down to, Mike. And if you put that in place and you execute on it successfully, you may not have to invest as much in advertising. Is that what you're saying ultimately?
Absolutely. And that's really the whole the definition of the quote, is that if you put certain things in place, then advertising, you know, you'd almost be better off spending some of your co-op dollars on wearables for your salespeople and your your technicians, you know, and making them feel good by giving them a cool backpack with the tire stores, you know, with a tire company's name on it, or get them some hats or getting them some t-shirts versus spending it on advertising.
You know, Mike, as we wind down this episode of the Modern Tire Dealer Show, and I agree, we could probably talk all day about this topic. And any final words of advice or counsel for our listeners on this particular topic?
Well, I just laid out 12 chapters of a book that I'm hoping to write. And it really boils down to, and we haven't mentioned this word, but it's extending kindness to other people. And right now we're in this time in our country, in this world, where people don't know how to just simply, and I know that sounds simple, but just extending kindness to someone. I was in a tire store recently, and I saw this young lady, salesperson. This customer came in, and she had been crying. This woman had been crying. She had had a blowout, had her spare on, and this young lady literally says to her, "Oh, you're the lady in the Ford Expedition. You had a blowout, didn't you?" And the lady said, "Yeah, that's me." And she said, "Come here, you need a hug." And she literally hugged this lady. And I'm like, "Oh," and I'm just like, "Oh my goodness, this is this one person who's actually extending kindness to this customer." And the look on this person's face, and how she made this customer feel. You know, I learned from a CEO friend of mine of a big financial worldwide company, he told me one time, he said, Mike, people will always forget what you say, but they'll never forget how you make them feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can make customers feel like they have been served, like they are, that we've given them a meaningful, memorable experience.
Mm-hmm.
The way it becomes measurable is that we get the Google reviews, we get more customers like them because they literally leave our tire store, they go back to work, and in the break room, they're saying, you have to go to this place, you have to go to this tire store and at least get your oil changed, or next time you buy tires, because they just made me, you know, they just engaged me in this way that, you know, the old three-step process of how you engage a customer. They were the trusted advisor. They were the companion, and they were the hero. And that those all three of those are so important that when we do that and when we live that out and we extend kindness, just be kind. You know, if you're a leader in a tire store, you know, if you're a manager, many times you just have to be nice to your employees without being a tyrant, and certainly without being a doormat, but you have to lead them to love on customers. And if we can do that, then everything just works better, and you're going to figure out how to open more and more and more tire stores.
And that doesn't cost you a thing, does it?
that's the beauty of it, is that, yeah, you know, if you hire passionate people and they know how to do this, then yes, there is zero cost. It is their weekly pay, and it costs you nothing extra to extend that empathy and that kindness to a human being. And engage them in a way that really makes an emotional somatic markers, what some of the experts call it. But it's really just getting them to bookmark their brain where that nothing can get in, that no competition will ever steal that customer. If you get that emotional somatic marker in the brain of the customer, no one will ever take them away from you. Not a $100 rebate sale, not a $50 off, nothing will take it away from you. And so you'll be able to compete without dropping price. You'll be able to excel. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's a lot of fun when we help our clients to get to that point.
Mike, I want to thank you for all of that advice and for sharing those experiences with our listeners today. Always great talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Modern Tire Dealer Show. To contact Mike Townsend, email him at mike@townsendstrategies.com. That's TOWNSEND strategies.com. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.